see you there. Would you guys like to set sail on this ocean of flavor with me? I'll be your captain. I'm Steve Harrington.
And I'm Colin.
And I'm Whitney, and this is Scoops Ahoy Pod, a Stranger Things podcast, where we go week by week, chapter by chapter, taking a look at every single episode of Stranger Things. We've obviously made it through every single episode that's available, and we are now in the deep, dark void as we wait for season 5. And we're just coming up with stuff to talk about.
There's a lot to talk about. I mean, there's plenty of stuff out there. I mean, we could do top 5 lists forever, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So this week we are looking at the top 3 episodes of season 3, though, which season 3, I know it doesn't get a lot of love, but it might be my favorite season.
Yeah,
it was hard to beat season 1.
It was good. Yeah, I mean, season 1 kind of set the stage for everything, which was kind of cool. But yeah, I think all of the stuff with just the mall and the whole 80s vibe, I think.
Yeah, really, and I think it's really right. Good. I mean, like, people will get mad because they're like, it's so much fan service, or I guess, I don't know if fan service is the right word, but just like nostalgia for people our age.
Yeah.
That's probably why we like it more than.
But I think it did suffer from everybody kind of splitting up again, which is kind of their age old problem of, you know.
Yeah,
you had the whole Russia plot line. You have the whole Hawkins plot line. Mm-hmm. You know, it's even worse in season 4, which I've started rewatching again. Because then you have California, then you have Nevada, then you have Hawkins, then you have
Russia. The more I think about season 4, the less. Not that I love it, but it's pretty. It's bottom 2.
Yeah,
it 2 might be better than season 4. It had a lot of good. If you pick it apart, there were certain things that I absolutely loved.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yep.
As a season, it's not one that I go back and watch.
No, but yeah, I mean, all the stuff with Angela and the whole bullying thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once you get into, you know, Jason and the whole, you know, it was kind of fun unfolding the Creel House and Vecna and all that kind of stuff. But you know, yeah, it felt like, you know, 7 different storylines that were kind of. Rewatching it and we were in Russia and it was the whole thing with Enzo and then they went back to Nancy. I'm like, oh right, there's Nancy and Hawkins, and yeah,
it just takes away from so many of the main cast.
Yeah, I think so too. But I think they'll get their crap together for season 5. So I'm optimistic anyway.
Hope so.
Yeah. So the Tortured Poets Department.
I've been listening to it so much.
I know. It's possible to burn a hole in Spotify. Yeah.
Well, and I can't because I don't know why. I just haven't like signed us up, me and Evie, up for the premium that allows us to have 2 different accounts on it.
Yeah.
Because like when she, like though we only have the basic right now. So when she's listening to it, I can't.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't got to listen to, I probably haven't even heard every song all the way through yet.
Yeah.
But I can't help it because I keep going back to the ones that I love, and I love I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Yeah.
And
So Long London, I like.
I like that. I love Fortnite.
I really like LOML too, I like is really good. It's just kind of nice and quiet and, you know.
Oh, see, there's just not enough bops for me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
you think about like Reputation and, you know, 1989. And,
yeah, this
you know,
is like a sad sister album to Midnight's is what it reminds me of.
Which was also kind of sad and a sad sister album.
Yeah, too, and Folklore, I feel like this album, like it's not for her fans. It's just, I feel like she did this just for herself. Like this is her getting off. It's like the most depressing album ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of up there.
Oh, I like
Folklore and Nevermore. I mean, they're both.
Who's,
you know,
Afraid of Little Me? I love that one.
Yeah, that's good too.
But,
The Alchemy, I think, is good. I mean, we could just list every song and then we'll just take care of it. But yeah.
So High really School, good. Love it because it's about Travis Kelce.
Yeah, that's good. So, I know the littles are all a Twitter about it. So we had to at least mention it. But,
Evie's. I mean, she is. It's nonstop. I can hear it from her bedroom.
Yeah, that is really good. So, all right, so let's get into this. We'll recap the 8 episodes of season 8. Then we'll kind of talk about our favorites and we'll get into some emails and then we'll go from there. So Let's see. So episode one of season three was called Susie Do Copy. In 1984, the Russian machine goes boom. In summer of 1985, Hawkins, Mike, and Elle are in summer 1985, Hawkins, Mike, and Elle are snogging. Nancy and Jonathan are schlepping at the paper. Robin and Steve are slinging Rocky Road, and lifeguard Billy is hitting on Karen. Home from camp, Dustin hears a Russian code. Hopper asks out Joyce, and rats blow up. Billy runs off the road and gets sucked into the steel mill, and oh yeah.
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with Nana.
Episode two is the mall rats. Billy goes upside down. Mike lies to Elle, and Dustin reunites with Steve and tells him about the secret Russian communication. And...
How many children are you friends with?
Nancy and Jonathan chat with Mrs. Driscoll. Max and Elle go shopping, as do the boys. And Joyce talks to Mr. Clark about magnets, standing Hopper up. Rob and Steve and Dustin get to code cracking. Elle dumps Mike's ass, and Billy kidnaps Heather. Episode three, the case of the missing lifeguard. Hanging with Max, Elle spies on the boys and then sees Billy before finding Heather's things in the Hargrove house. Joyce ropes Hopper into going back to the lab, where he gets whomped by motorcycle helmet guy. Steve, Robin, and Dustin crack the code.
A trip to China sounds nice. If you tread lightly,
They locate the hidden Russian base. Nancy and Jonathan find a flayed Mrs. Driscoll, and Heather and Billy knock out her parents. That's episode three. Episode four, the sauna test. The Holloways get face sucked. Hopper goes off on Mayor Klein and learns about the land deals. Erica joins the scoop troop, and Operation Child Endangerment is underway.
Not my feet, dumbass. Push my ass.
What?
Touch my butt. I don't care. Come on.
Harder. Push it.
Ah.
Don't ever
play with my leg.
I'm not playing. I'm terrible footed.
Here you go. I'm going to just shove you. Ready?
You're shoving
One,
me?
Two.
And they plummet to the center of the earth in the Russian elevator. Tom fires Nancy and Jonathan, and Mike, Will, Lucas, Elle, and Max trap Billy in the sauna before Elle throws him through a wall. Episode five is The Flayed. Hopper and Joyce nab Alexi from the Hess farm and then hit up a 7-Eleven and carjack the Todd father.
What?
Guys, you're a true psychopath. I tracked him over two state lines.
What's going on?
Detective Byers.
Detective
this
Byers.
This is Todd.
Yeah.
He's agreed to... lend us his vehicle to transport our dangerous criminal.
Oh, yes. He's very dangerous forger.
Yeah. Chop murder.
Forger. Murder.
We should really get going.
Hey, how do I get my car back?
You just call the station.
What station?
What station?
What station?
The scoop troops make it to the Russian base, where Steve wins a fight. Jonathan and Nancy join up with the kids and go to the Holloway house and then the hospital, where Jonathan is pummeled within an inch of his life. I watched it again, and there is no way he's still alive, but that's
no, his back would be broken.
Yes. Tom and Bruce melt into the mind flayer. Episode six, E Pluribus Unum. Elle tosses mind flayer goo monster out the hospital window. Steve and Robin are tortured, drugged, and then Dustin and Erica rescue them. Hopper, Joyce, and Murray get answers from Alexei, who only wants a cherry Slurpee. Antique chariot and wheelbarrow call the Philadelphia Public Library to mobilize Owens. Elle has the Billy Beach flashback and then confronts him slash the mind flayer, in the void.
Don't you see? All this time, we've been building it. We've been building it for you.
And the town dissolves into goo. Episode seven, The Bite. The Mind Flayer attacks the gang at the cabin. The Scoops troop goes to the movies. The gang treats Elle's leg at Bradley's Big Buy and then steals fireworks. Robin and Steve bond in the movie theater bathroom.
All the time. Who's aiming that tonight? She does not sound like that.
That's exactly. That's a
she
great
does not
impersonation
sound like that.
Of her.
You sound like a Muppet.
She sounds like a Muppet. She sounds like a Muppet giving birth.
And then they all go on the run from the Russian goons, who Elle later smushes with a LeBaron. Exe is killed at the fun fair, and Hopper enjoys the funhouse. And then we wrap it up with episode eight, the Battle of Starcourt. Everyone comes together at the mall and then promptly spits back up again. Dusty Bun and Susie Poo have a little sing-along moment.
Turn around, look at what you see in her face.
The mirror of your dream.
Make believe I'm everywhere. Give
Hopper and Motorcycle Helmet Guy fight at the Russian machine. Joyce turns the key and Hop disappears. Billy has a moment and sacrifices himself to the Mind Flayer. Owens and the Cavalry arrive. And then 3 months later, Robin and Steve get jobs at Family Video. And the Byers' move, taking Elle with them. P.S. The Russians feed their new pet. So, season three.
One of the best.
It really is good.
It is. It's just got so many feel-good moments. I think that's why I like it.
Yeah, I do too. So we each ranked our top three. I went with number three. I picked episode 7, which is The Bite. I like the whole fun fair idea. Anything that has a county fair or a, you know, Ferris wheel. I love all that kind of stuff. And then obviously Robin coming out too, which was a really neat moment. I like that whole scene.
Colin, quit shaking your leg.
Oh, I'm still shaking. Sorry. my number two was episode 6, which is E Pluribus Unum. Primarily because of the clip we just played with Billy and that we've been building it for you. But I also like all the stuff with Alexi and Auntie Chariot and the Cherry Slurpee and all that kind of stuff. So that was fun. And then obviously I had to go with the Battle of Starcourt for number one, based primarily or 95% on the Neverending Story. But I also liked rewatching it again, the whole moment with Billy and his sacrifice and everything too, a little bit of character redemption there. So those were my top three, 7, 6, and then 8.
Were okay. Number one for mine, my number three is the season opener, Susie, Do You Copy? And I think just because I just get the best feelings when the show comes back on.
Yeah.
And I think it skews my view of the rest of the episode. So I always love that one. My number two is episode 5, The Flayed. It's when it's the whole, you know, I love in the hospital, the creepy vibes. It gives like Michael Myers, like Halloween vibes with the hospital stuff. And it's like, it's really scary actually.
It's scary and it's intense and there's some good horror moments in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, so yeah.
And my number one is the same as yours. It is the Battle of Starcourt for a multitude of reasons, because you've got the whole big battle at the end, which is just amazing. It's devastating when Billy dies, but just seeing Max and him take the hit for Elle and then Hopper and the letter kills me every time. And normally that would knock it out of my top three, but they gave us that clue at the end that he was still alive, so it made me love it.
Yeah, plus, you know, there's this
and that and the whole, we didn't even mention the whole
in her face
the mirror on your
face. Sorry, we'll turn it on. We'll just keep playing it all night.
Now what's the other song? Walking on Sunshine.
I'm done. It's okay.
I can still hear it.
Oh, are we down here? Why am I making it? Oh, jeez.
I was like, why are you still playing it? I'm trying to talk.
I thought it was off. I think I muted my thing and not the soundboard.
No, I love the scene when they're in the Todd Father and Steve's driving. They're playing. Is it Walking on Sunshine? That's what they play, right?
No, it wasn't. It was.
It's
I'm gonna have to look it up. Talk amongst yourselves.
Is it the same? It's the same song from Ghostbusters 2, right? Your love keeps lifting me higher. It's that one.
Yes, you're right.
Yes. You all are welcome for that rendition of my lovely singing voice.
So Ranker, we talk about these every time we do the recap shows. Ranker, had the top three. Well, they do all of the episodes all the way through. So they had the sauna test as number 4. So that was their highest ranking episode from season 3. Battle of Starcourt was number 5. And then the Case of the Missing Lifeguard, which was episode 3, they had ranked as number 12. So their top episode overall was Dear Billy from season 4.
Yeah.
And then
that's surprising.
And then the IMDb rankings, just for, you know, the people, you know, giving their own little rating for it. Battle of Starcourt was number 1 with a 9.2. Sauna Test was number 2 with an 8.9, and The Bite Episode 7 was a 8.7. So, and then I went back and just for the heck of it, I just kind of looked back at everybody, you know, kind of critics' reactions when the season came out. And CNET did a really good review, and I'll post a link to it so you guys can see that. And they said, season 3's sense of fun, along with its relationship drama and multiple odd pair-ups, brings humor and touching moments that recall Game of Thrones at its best. While the story flows in tighter spaces and everyone has a part to play in grander events, the conspiracy is simply a side project. It's a fun excuse to spend the summer in the warmer than ever world of Stranger Things. So that's kind of cool.
And you know what? This is kind of off topic, but it's from season 3. You know, after in the sauna test where Elle throws Billy through the wall?
Yes.
And the song that plays at the end is that really old song. I think it's called We'll Be Seeing You, or yeah, I'll Be Seeing You.
Yeah, it's yes. Oh, you're killing me with these songs, but yes.
I hear that song all the time, used in other stuff.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
So random. And I'll be like, oh, that's the Stranger Things song.
Yeah. It's kind of strange. Yeah, it's, hang on, I got it here. It's, We'll Meet Again.
By, yes, Vera Lynn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I hear it all the time. And it was in something else the other day that I was, it might have been in Fallout.
Oh, that could be. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, it has kind of started popping up again and being mentioned too. I heard it somewhere like a month or two ago.
It was in something there. It was like the juxtaposition, the sound of the song, like the beat and the, you know, the style of the song didn't go with the situation, similar right. to how it was in Stranger Things.
Yeah, exactly. Then I'll post a couple more links. New Rock Stars did a whole Easter eggs for season 3 episode, so I'll post a link to that.
There's so many.
Yeah, there are. And then the original trailer, which I think is still probably my favorite trailer of the series that we've gotten, and that's the one that starts with Home Sweet Home with Dustin coming home and then goes into
Bob O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So post a link to that. And then Netflix also did a recap of season 3. So we'll post links to those.
That might be my favorite trailer too.
Yeah, it's really
Although good. It's hard to beat the Michael Jackson one from season 2.
I think it was, you know, by that point I was so amped up for, you know, the new season and everything, like for season 3. You know, season 2 I was still kind of getting into it, and it was the show was so
Yeah, I was trying to remember. Were you, which was the first, was season 3 the first season you were like actively waiting for with me for it to come on?
I think
on?
So. Yeah, cuz I think 1 and 2 had it must have been 2 because I didn't wait until season 2 came out to start watching season 1. I don't think. I thought I watched season 1. I watched season 2 in real time, I thought. But I remember being excited, really excited for season 3, and then, you know, that trailer kind of, you know, played into it. So
yeah, I took off work to watch season 2.
Yeah, I don't know what Friday. I'm doing when season 5 comes out, because does it come out at midnight or like 3 in the morning or something? Or
Netflix will drop it at 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
It'll be midnight.
Oh, midnight Pacific. Yeah. Time. Yeah. So
yeah, like we woke up for season 3.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
for season 5. Season 4, I...
Season 5, I got up around 6, I think, and watched.
I got up for season 4, but I had seen most of it.
Yeah, because you had the screeners.
Yeah, but I still got up, and maybe it was, I still woke up early because I was texting with Lauren, and we were covering it for work.
Okay. Yeah, and I remember it was only the first 7 episodes, obviously, because they didn't put out.
Then it was a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, they didn't put out Piggyback and
Massacre at Hawkins Lab.
Yeah, Massacre at Hawkins Lab. Huh. Yeah. So, but yeah. Okay, you want to get in some emails?
Let's do it.
Okay, first one's from Ellie. Hey, Colin and Whitney, how are you? Seriously, how's life? I am fine. The 3-day trip went really well and I had a lot of fun. Also, I'm really excited because of the week of the 29th to the 5th is Holy Week and my grandparents are coming to Crete for Easter. I'm so happy. I haven't seen them in years since they live in Canada full time. So next weekend's going to be really fun because I'll be tidying up and cleaning the whole house, which when it's for something like this, I love. Also, Harriet, what did you do to make the recording you sent send? Mine have to be a certain size, ridiculously small, or it won't send. I've also introduced my best friend to Harry Potter and she's so in love, so mission succeeded. Anyway, not my top three. Anyway, to my top three, not 5, but 4 episodes of season 3. We've got number 4 is episode 4, the sauna test. Number three is episode two, The Mall Rats, very cheerful episode, which we love. Episode number two is episode seven, The Bite. Fun fact, I originally skipped this. This is actually kind of funny. Fun fact, I originally skipped this episode entirely without realizing it and went straight from episode six to episode eight and didn't realize anything was wrong until the scene with the surgery when they're yanking the worm out of Ellie's, out of Elle's leg. I don't know what that says about me, Ellie says. And then episode one is The Battle of Star Court. That's all from me by Ellie.
Oh, thanks, Ellie.
Yeah.
All right. We got a new listener. Well, long time listener, new time, first time caller. Yeah. All right. This is from Alma. She says, hello, Colin and Whitney and all the other scoopers. My name is Alma and I'm yet another 12-year-old who listens to your podcast. This is my first time emailing in. I was planning to email you a while ago, but then I decided to listen to every single episode of your podcast and then email. Well, thanks, Alma. So it only took like 4.5 months to catch up. Also, Whitney, you will be glad to hear this. I live in Oregon and we have never heard of TV tag. Yes.
So there's two of you.
We do, however, have toilet tag, which might even be weirder.
Yeah, it sounds weirder. That I meant to look it up and I forgot to.
She says, okay, my top three season three episodes are as follows. Number three is the sauna test. It starts with Heather's parents being flayed, so that's always a good thing. Also, the Scoops troop figures out the Russian code, and we see about 90% of Erica's sass in this single episode. And also, there's that whole sauna test, too, which is epic. Her number two is the Battle of Star Court. She says, I love and hate and get so grossed out by that first scene where Jonathan cuts into Elle's leg. And then I love the battle and the intensity when they're hiding from the mind flayer. This episode also contains the beauty of Dustin's singing voice and proof of Susie's existence. At the end, though, there is that heartbreaking scene with Elle when she reads Hopper's letter, and then she and the buyers go to California. And her number one episode is The Flayed. She says this one is so good. The Scoops troops goes into full nerd mode as they walk through the Russian base, and we now can really meet Alexei and his love for Slurpees. He is so sweet, ignoring the fact that he's murdered many children. And another great part about this episode is getting to see Murray yet again and see him bond a bit with Alexei. And now, really quick, here is your monthly dose of Stranger Things memes. You're welcome. Bye for now, Alma. And I'll
post the link. I'll post it in our socials. But it's the meme. I'm sure you've seen it. And it's Joyce in season two. And it's her saying, what is wrong with my boy? And then it says Joyce in season three. It's like, what is wrong with my magnets?
So oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of funny. All right, next one is from Quinn in New Hampshire. Ahoy, Colin, Whitney, and all the scoopers at sea. The top three episodes of season three. Honorable mention first to chapter seven, The Bite, which includes the Steve and Robin show, Murray's psychoanalysis of Joyce and Hopper, Max's line, I skateboard, trust me. Back to the Future. Fun fact, my older cousin brought my sister and I to see it in the theater in Canada. Also, Steve and Robin's bathroom scene, and then Steve's line, superpowers, she threw it with her mind. Come on, catch up. And the line, how many times do I have to tell you with a low battery? Number three was chapter four, the sauna test, which includes Hopper's meeting with the mayor, Joy saying, who are you going to call? The police? Nancy and Jonathan's argument after getting fired, which she says was terrific writing. Erica's lesson on capitalism. You can't spell America without Erica. Operation Child Endangerment. The entire sauna test scene, especially Dacre's acting. And then Mike defending Elle from Billy and the Mind Flayer. Number two is chapter six, E Pluribus Unum, Dustin's line, I won't forget you. Hopper's calling Alexei's bluff and the Pointer Sisters' neutron dance and the Todd Father. It's a great song. Dustin and Erica and the whole nerd hypothesis with the My Little Pony bit. Murray's line, oh, I'm so sorry. Are my free translation services not good enough for you? Because you can just go ahead and file your complaint right up my ass. Then the fat Rambo line, Robin's monologue on Miss Clickety Class when they were trapped in the interrogation room, Joyce's line about Golden Chariot's sidekick Wheelbarrow, and then Dustin and Erica's rescue of Steve and Robin. And then finally, number one is chapter eight, The Battle of Star Court. I'm sensing a theme emerging. The reunions, planning the mission, Erica's exchange with Murray and Dustin's exchange with Hopper. Hopper telling Mike to be careful, trusting him with looking after Elle after their previous difficulties. The call signs when they were on the radio, Scoops Troop, the Griswold family, Bald Eagle. Building extreme tension with all the different action, but of course, breaking the tension with the never-ending story duet. The what?
Oh my gosh, no. Colin.
And the looks on everybody's faces are absolutely priceless. And finally, Hopper's letter, which was so well written, so well delivered, and so well placed within all the scenes around it. Now, Quinn says, maybe some extra credit, a few more 80s songs for the soundtrack, which I'll add to the Spotify playlist, or have added by the time you see this. First is Dirty Laundry by Don Henley, because the news is now indistinguishable from the tabloids. Next is one I hadn't actually heard before. It's called Coming Up Close by Till Tuesday, who I knew from Voices Carry, but I didn't know this song. The action once again centers around Hawkins, a bittersweet homecoming moment. And then finally, I've Been in Love Before by Cutting Crew. It's just one of the greatest 80s songs, released in 86, and could describe any character hesitant to commit to someone else. Thank you all, and fair winds and following seas from Quinn.
Thanks, Quinn. All right, next up, we got Eve. She says, hey, Colin and Whitney, hope you're both doing okay. First off, it was great to properly meet some of you on the Zoom call. Sorry my computer was being evil. Also, Harriet, the new Taylor Swift album. Oh my God. That right there is a religious experience. All the music stores over there, over here through a listening party, and we swapped friendship bracelets and everything. The Tortured Poets Department is everything. You have to tell me your favorite track later. I can't lie, I'm in love with Fresh Out the Slammer. Anyways, I digress. My list of top three episodes for season three hasn't changed since I watched it, and every time I think them over, it seems to be for obvious reasons. Season three has everything, and so did my favorite episodes. So in no particular order, we have the Battle of Starcourt. What a finale. I loved it. Maybe because there was a higher risk involved. I mean, it's iconic, isn't it? The fireworks, the mall, the way it's all laid out. It's a cinematic masterpiece. And who can forget that rendition of Never Ending Story?
I was waiting for you to play it. Okay. I could play it.
Yeah. All right. Our next one is The Sauna Test, episode 4. This was like heavy focus on Billy and Elle, and I love that dynamic. They're fantastic when pitted against each other, and honestly, I will forever remember Billy bursting through that door and making me spring back into my sofa every time. And finally, The Bite. Everything about this episode, oh my Lord, it's incredible. The way it feels, like everything is at stake, the way Hoff's cabin becomes a little fortress, but not of solitude. Love you, Argyle. And the jump scare when Elle is attacked gets me every time. It just really stands out in my memory as one of the best episodes. Like I said, it's hard to pick just three, but hey, I managed. As always, thanks for keeping the podcast going, and hopefully we'll get new set photos soon. And Harriet, we have to manage to get on the Zoom calls together at some point. Would love to chat Swifty with you, girl. Love you all, Eve, a recently tortured poet.
Next one is from Harry. Hello, Whitney and Colin. I really like season three, but it's my least favorite of Stranger Things.
It's common.
A good friend of mine absolutely quit watching the show during the first few episodes because she hated Hopper's weird, scary, drunken anger at being friend-zoned by Joyce. Personally, I recognize that horror is a genre that reuses its tropes, the nosebleeds, the haunted houses, the whole deal. But when the Duffers did their action comedy summer movie season, they tried to reuse old comedy tropes. Sam and Diane might have bickered endlessly in Cheers, but Sam's anger, I want to bounce you off every wall in this room, doesn't make me laugh anymore. It makes me feel creeped out. And giving the kids an old-fashioned battle of the sexes / logic emotion conflict is exhausting. The first two seasons make the characters feel like real people going through a supernatural ordeal, but these attempts at comedy feel like the character has been plucked out of another movie and not a good one either. I know that some people liked it, but in my first watch, I remember Hopper yelling at Joyce and that she's afraid to move on, and I thought, if this wasn't Stranger Things, I'd have already turned this off. But all that mostly falls to the wayside as the season progresses, and my three favorite episodes are the last three, from Nancy running through the meat flayer, Nancy running from the meat flayer, through to Elle reading that letter. Running through the meat flayer, that'd be interesting. Through to Elle reading that later. How Natalia Dyer didn't win an Emmy for acting afraid of that guy in the helmet, I'll never know. And he sent the picture. And I think we showed it, actually, when we talked about the season. The guy, it was kind of like not the stunt double, but he had like the red bodysuit on and the mirror helmet on. And he was kind of the stand-in for the meat, you know, the mind flayer when, you know.
I have a terrible memory.
Yeah.
So.
But I'll post an image of that too. But they actually, I mean, obviously they couldn't have the mind flayer there in the hospital hallway, so they had to have somebody.
Right. I always think it's so weird, like how they have to do that. Like I wouldn't be able to act if I couldn't see.
It's just a dude in a red spandex suit, and he's got like a kind of like a metal helmet on, so they had something to look at and kind of focus on. So it was kind of funny. And reading Hopper's speech is the only bit in this show that still makes me cry, no matter how many times I watch. There was a lot to like this season, especially the body horror / gooey stuff. But like Howard Hawks said, a great movie has three good scenes and no bad ones. Season three has the good scenes, but it has bad ones too. Take care. Thank you from Harry.
All right. Now we have some other emails to get. It's just one. We just have just one other email.
One other email. Yeah.
It's from Henry. He says, "Hey guys, my name is Henry and I started listening to your podcast a while back and I absolutely love it. I just turned 12 and I was only recently allowed to watch Stranger Things. I make some Stranger Things edits on my YouTube channel, Bobalobs, not trying to plug it or anything, but you should go subscribe. And it's B-O-B-A-L-O-B-S.
Bobalobs.
Any, yeah, what?
Bobalobs.
Oh, anyway.
You said it right. It's just fun to say. Bobalobs.
Anyway, I just realized that Kate Bush was born and grew up in my hometown. So that's kind of cool. And a question, is Owens a good guy or a bad guy? Because I'm still confused. You guys put a smile on my face every single day. Thanks for reading. Bye. I think Owens is a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I think they try to make him seem, I mean, he might be morally gray, but I think he's a good guy.
Yeah. I mean, especially in season four, you know, if you watch the, you know, when he gets out of the car after they stop Elle, when she's in the van, mm-hmm. After being arrested. And I remember we talked about it at the time when he gets out of the car and I'm like, I bet he says, "Hiya, kiddo." And he gets out of the car and says, "Hiya, kiddo."
Yeah.
And then the scene in the diner, when he's trying to convince her to come back, you know, I think it's clear he's a good guy, you know, it's, you know, it only becomes a little bit gray because Brenner's, you know, there too. So you're not as, not as sure, but I think.
And they were clever by casting Paul Reiser because, you know, older fans of the show will not older, like not like they've been fans of the show longer, but older is an age.
Yeah.
They know Paul Reiser is like the perfect smarmy bad guy when he wants to be like in Aliens and.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So,
But he's also got stuff like, you know, Mad About You and just, you know, totally lovable and fun and, you know, just a nice guy. So, they did cast him perfectly. So, that was good. So I think it seems kind of quick, but I think that's it
I think we did it
for us for a season three review. So, you know,
oh my gosh.
I do love this. Is my favorite though.
Why?
I love it. Building it. We've been building it. It's just so creepy.
It is creepy, but I don't.
Yeah, that and what was the other thing I was thinking of the other day? Oh, when I was watching season four again, the clock, I love that. It's just, I mean, it's creepy, but it's just such a fun sound effect. They do such a good job.
They do.
But I mean, if you listen to it, I don't know. I'm gonna play it again. But it's like the echo.
Yes.
All this time,
it's like they double tracked it. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool. So anyway, there we go. So that does it for this week. Our next episode is scheduled for May 23rd. And I think we should get back into the deep dive territory, so we'll tackle Dustin Henderson this time around for our character deep dive. So if you want to get your emails in by Sunday, May 19th, and tell us all that you love or hate, if there's anything about Dustin. I mean, I don't know how you can hate, you know.
Not my feet, dumbass. Push my ass.
Well, some people do.
I don't care.
Some people hate him.
How can you hate him? Good gracious.
My old editor at my old job, he didn't like him.
Really?
He didn't like Dustin.
Okay.
I was like, well, maybe you're a psychopath.
So. That could be it. So yeah, Dustin emails by May 19th, and we will have the new episode on May 23rd, and we'll see you then.
All right. That does it for this week. If you guys want to get in touch with us, you can always email us at scoopshoypod@gmail.com. You can follow us on all the socials at scoopshoypod. And we have a lovely little Discord server where you can come and chat with other Stranger Things fans. And the link to that is on our Twitter and Facebook page if you guys want to do that. So as always, I want to thank you guys for listening and I hope you tune in next time. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Stranger Things audio clips and official score are a company of Netflix. Incidental music by Blue Mountain Score from Pixabay.